So right now, what's happening? We have Barclays Bank that just pulled out of the Lehman buyout. AIG is in big trouble. You remember, here's what really disgusts me. I mean, talk about, let me get on my soapbox and my high horse right now, and let me tell you what really pisses me off, and that's this. There was a time a few months ago that we were being told by the press, we were being told by the media, and by these analysts particularly, really, I'll blame it on the analysts, that, you know what, AIG is misunderstood. We don't understand AIG. Why don't we understand them? Because their bonds are really solid. Things are really good with them. And in fact, you should be buying these bonds. The bonds are really reduced down right now. The stock is really depressed right now. But you know what? We don't understand them. We should go out and buy them. You know, maybe we understood it too well, didn't we, folks, right? We're smarter than this. We're all smarter than this. As disciplined investors, we've been studying this and practicing this for, what, a year and a half, 2 years now, at least with me on the air in this podcast series and this format. Obviously, I've been in business for 25 years, and you've been doing things for a long time. But we're smarter than they give us credit for, I think. You know, I really do. But the fact of the matter is that when we look at the AIG shares down 30% on Friday alone, we realize that, you know what, they have lied to us. We're not going to take this anymore. You know, what was that movie? You know, we're not going to take this. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore. Obviously, you know, the fact is that we have to really go into things with our eyes wide open right now. Bank of America now is potentially merging with Merrill Lynch. I mean, it's like a comedy, right? And all this fun news that we have going on right now, and the question then, is there panic? Is there concern? Well, if you look at the markets, and I think that if you look at the markets now, they're still holding up on well, I guess officially we're at correction levels, right? You would think that the markets are in bad shape, but they're really not that terrible. But perhaps now things are going to change. I think there is a panic tonight as we're seeing seeing an emergency session in afternoon trading on Sunday of the Wall Street dealers that are trying to reduce their derivative exposure and match their trades ahead of the potential bankruptcy filing for Lehman. And this is a tremendous scramble. This is a mad dash. And they're trying to do so before the Asian markets open. This is what happened last weekend, too. Before the Asian markets open, so that this fear will subside, which it's not going to, in my opinion at least. And I'm going out on a limb here. But I think there's going to be, you know, long-term problems. And Asia is going to have a huge problem with what's going on.